Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio. Thank you. All right, folks, this is Black Noise Radio. I got my good friend.
G to the R to the X.
GRX is on the line, and we are sampling this jazz today. This is what we call this is a romper room mix that gets deeper and deeper into the crates, GRX. And so I told the public, you need to get ready, because this is a free Friday groove, and you just need to download it, okay, and just be ready to go. And so sometimes, you know, bruh, you just got to, you got to groove it out, right?
Right.
Can't be hostile all the time, you know. You remember when you had to give up your khaki?
Yeah.
You remember when it was important to have a suit?
Yes, it was.
Is it still important?
Yeah, it's still important. Every now and again, you got to get a little dressed.
Yeah, you sometimes you got to pop your collar, right?
Right. Yeah, got to show out just a bit. Look, everybody needs haters.
Yeah, everybody needs to improve upon their own inner hate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of folks hate themselves to the point where they won't allow no goodness to come on in. So, you know, every so often on Fridays, I just want to chop it up with the music and the people. I normally don't speak, but some said call GRX because he's a disc jockey, and I know him. And, you know, we don't see all the facets of the G into the R to the X. We just know, you know, we know about our hostile issues and our rants, but we don't know that we can groove and get down and, you know, we just not about government cheese for free.
Look, we balance.
We real balance, you know what I'm saying? We've been some places, seen some things. By the way,
that's the reason why we can rant, because we've been some places and seen some things.
Yes, and by the way, this is Esperanza Spalding on bass and lead vocals, and, you know, she's off the chains. I haven't heard from her recently. Are you up on her?
No, not really. I haven't really, you know, like I said, I haven't really dabbled in music in a good little minute.
You didn't give up on your jazz, did you, bro?
No. I haven't really given up on it, but I really haven't been in it. You know what I'm saying? I hear a couple tracks here and there. You know, I'd be like, oh, that's hot. You know, and I just keep it moving.
All right, bro. See, now you're making me want to just take it out on you. So for that, okay, this is what you're going to get so you can get your inner eye open. Do you remember this shit? Your mom and your daddy used to groove to this old shit. Probably at the point where they realized if we don't listen to the white stations, we ain't going to get these black stations back on. So we got to party somewhere. But this is one of my favorites.
I'm the team when boy meets girl.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing the tabella.
All right, hold up, let's stop. Ting-a-ling-a-ling, I thought that was Chavarang.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He stole it.
He stole it from Amore. Oh, my God. See, I didn't plan to get into a lesson today. His dogs are reacting. Everybody, did y'all hear that? He said ting-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, shit. Oh, man, I'm going to have to back that up and find that shopper rack. Let's see what we got going on. See, you know, folks, Black Noise Radio ain't what you thought it was. You got to be careful with us because We are musicologists. We are not just playing with this game, okay?
We are the game.
Well, you know, we created our own dances, and it wasn't dabbing.
Right.
It was dabbling. They left the real part out. After you pose, you got to do something with that.
Don't leave them hanging.
Unless they need to hang.
Well.
Well, I mean, come on now. Think about what I just said, bro. That was insane. But, you know, that was the Dean Martin. We don't need to go too deep into Dean Martin. Trust me.
Check this out. I know for a fact that I had that album in my mom's and dad's collection.
That's not one I would pass on at the thrift store for a 50-cent a record. I'm going to get that. So, you know,
right.
Sometimes I come in as the record whisper, and I need to rescue these records. Otherwise, God going to take y'all home. So I need to come in and bring life and breathe ruah into these old records. And that's how I ended up with 100,000 records that you saw. And then I ended up, I couldn't move because I had so many records, I had to use them for pillars. But, you know, we moved past that, you know. One of the best things I ever did was get a divorce because she left me her records. Good Lord. Good Lord. You didn't see all that coming.
Look. She really loves you.
Really did. Listen up. We're going Africa on you. This is also the DJ GRX music quiz.
Right.
First initial is F.
F. F.
So
F.
The question is, what name and what country is this artist?
F.
The last initial is K. Those are your two hints, and your last hint is it's an African artist. The other question was, which country?
Did she get what? I can't say what she did. Alright, go ahead, Marty. I can't think right now, bro. I'm all over the place.
This is Femi Kuti. This is Fela Kuti.
Okay.
When I first got into deep for James Brown, and then I heard this shit, I was like, well, James Brown stole all his stuff from Africa.
Or vice versa.
No, the reality was, this was what they was doing. And it's not just Fela Kuti, who's the artist here. This song is called Teacher Don't Teach Me No Nonsense. So this is my time to shine. I ain't gonna teach you no nonsense, D.R.X.
Right.
And everybody else listening. And I know y'all listening because the ratings is through the roof on this show. So this is the best time to bring GRX in. We ain't heard from him. He's trying to do some of his own collar popping over there. I heard about it. I smell the food all the way over here. Okay?
I ain't popping my collar too much, player. Not too much.
Well, we know you got one or two. Sometimes he wears three, but we don't talk about it. That's the one in the back. Hush your mouth, John. This Nigerian artist, bro, this, all of these tracks that he does, and you heard him when you start getting into the a lot of what was played in the Rumble in the Jungle and all that old stuff, and a lot of that background music and some of that in the documentaries was Fela Kuti, and he's doing it, man. And the reality is James Brown is in hybrid because he started with doo-wop.
Right.
Just like Parliament, and then they just, and then he killed some people or a person, and then he, that's when he found his musical soul, right?
Look, he had to do something.
He had to do something, and then, you know, he's doing all that hard time because you need to at least bust out some albums or something, huh?
Right. You gotta store something.
Gotta work with it somehow. The mob is still in control, right?
Right.
Right. Before we get to the white mob, we got that black mob. Be careful.
Right. You gotta pay your toll, Playboy.
But now you're making my brain sweat. Because I just had an image of Maxine Waters in her James Brown wig.
Don't get political now.
I shouldn't have went there. I didn't want to go political. I didn't mean to go political. It just happened. It just happened.
But sometimes you got to, though. When all the roads lead to the same place.
Well, yeah, Africa. And she probably stole the style, or he stole the style from somewhere in Africa. So you got a whole tribe walking around with do-rags and perms. The original perm. You know what,
right.
What I'm saying? Before lie. They just had it lie down.
Right.
You ain't never seen dreadlocks and waves. Big dookie waves. Huh. I think Africans invented the crocusacks and the cactus.
Okay. Well, we know they created gangbanging.
Oh, you stole that out of my mind. How you do that? I was about to utter that. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, TRX has been banned from our shows because of negative, dissident, mass, factual information that is truly unwrong. He plagiarized my mind. That's like Magic Johnson stole all my moves. That's why I don't have a house in Bel Air. Okay, I'll be with Holly right now. Not Holly Berry. Holly, you know, the other Holly.
Right.
Holly ha. Holly ha ha. The other strawberry. The blue strawberry.
Right.
That's still kicking up game. But look, man, you pipped my brain. You took that brain out of my... We cannot have that on the show. That's the first form of mind mail. It precedes email. He just tapped into this ancient African stuff we was talking about 2 days ago. You know, we don't have him on the shows doing our ancient African speak.
Look, when you in the river, you in the river. Water
oh,
is wet, player.
And you damn
water
right.
Is wet.
The water
and
is
he's
wet.
Too.
Huh. And he's speaking knowledge and game. Now, I don't even want to get into the music no more. Here, you know what? We need a show after this show that then went after the last show. Don't get me started, because we'll have a show every 30 minutes. And then our final culminating hour is where we ask you to give tithes so we can get better hairdo. Okay, mine costs $1,000 an hour. So if you can do that, and the Lexus that I'm going to pick up is just to get me to the salon. Okay?
Right.
I think GRX understands that if SpaceX can send up a used rocket, that's like sending up a used Beamer and have it come back and land right back in Compton. And y'all drive off, go to the liquor store and pick up a six pack. I mean, you know.
That's when you're doing big things, player.
You're doing, can I go and come back?
Sure, you can go and come back. You probably already been already.
I mean, well, that's a whole nother issue. But I mean, just go and come back in terms of just, y'all need a test dummy. The Marty Marr Black Noise Radio program is allowing y'all to utilize our services here. You know, GRX may not sign all the way on, but I'm down with the chip in my neck, all that. And then,
I don't need it in my neck, but you can put it on my wrist.
You know, I don't want it on my wrist because I'm always hitting stuff. And, you know, I'm like Donald Trump. I'm still a man child. I ain't got full auditory and physical control of me. You know, let alone my tweet. Okay. Let alone the tweet. But, I forgot I was on some music, and I guess we need to take a break because you and I have been running our mouth like it's about us. And it ain't. It's about
the music.
Radio, and I got my good friend GRX on the line. That's Charlie Palmieri. That's some good Latin jazz.
Right. Speaking of Latin jazz, you should have played some Willie Bobo.
You know, I don't have Willie Bobo up on deck here. I do have some on another hard drive that I haven't put here. And yesterday, folks, you know, I talked about me and my struggles to get everything into one deck. But while we're trying to get it all into one deck or one server, we also understand that every 6-7 months I lose a hard drive, so I don't want to lose all my files. But I do have some Willie Bobo here. But more importantly, by this time tomorrow, I'll be able to download quite a bit of Willie Bobo and add him to my Latin African jazz collection. You know, it's all African music to me, GRX.
Well, that's where it started from. That's the origination point. We call it, the jump off.
Yeah, it is the jump off, and I've researched it extensively. The only point to where you see there is not that jump off is after World War II, where you had the basically German influence and Nazi influence into Argentina and parts of South America, where you got that umpapa beat, and that actually goes into some of the Mexican banda music or Norte Sureño music, bum 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 bum, and that umpapa. It's that German influence from, you know, back in the 40s, bro, 30s and 40s. And so that's the only place where you won't see the stamp of African, but music from all African, right?
Right. It's always about the drums.
Well, I mean, you know, me and my musical brain is still growing, so we're going to leave that light on, right?
Right.
Right, and yours as well. We want to thank you and all for everybody for listening in on Friday for this Romper Room mix. Tomorrow we'll be back, Black Noise Radio, as well as preceding this, we have the Marty Smith Show, and hopefully we can get GRX on the Marty Smith Show and talk hard politics.
Yeah, I got some new things to talk about too, man. I had to rethink about some things. Remember when we talked about stop the protest? I think I might have been premature about that.
Actually, you were working on the Frederick Douglass aspect,
too, but I was also thinking about how the protest, when we talk about how everybody's protesting, and I think if we stop protesting, then our voices won't be heard.
Oh, no, I never said stop. I said
not stop in the sense of stopping, but just everything can't be a protest.
I'm actually an advocate, and we'll get deep into this tomorrow. Yeah, we'll have you back on the Marty Smith Show in the morning, right?
Right.
11:30, folks. We'll be ripping ready to go. But the whole point is the style in which you protest cannot replicate protest of old.
Right.
It's like criminal behavior. You don't go out and commit the same crimes that got your brother locked up. You see what I'm saying? And all
it's
your
different.
You need to actually be thinking on another level if you're going to get into that behavior. Same with protest, as well as you need to do some type of calculus for how you're being investigated as you protest, surveilled as you protest, monitored as you protest, scrutinized as you protest.
And your protest should involve capitalism. In other words, it should involve money. If you're trying to protest against a certain thing, you should hurt their pocketbooks.
Well, now you're back to where I was as a freshman in college. If anything I was most angry about through college, it was corporate economic disadvantages that affect certainly us first, but everybody in my
opinion. Well, the reason I'm saying that now is because what we're dealing with in the presidency and dealing with Mr. Narcissistic himself and him trying to run this.
I don't think
business.
It's narcissistic anymore, bro. I think this is a very coordinated and organized plan, and it can have it look as if they're making bumbling mistakes. But when they decided to deconstruct, and this is what it looks like, and the only way you can deconstruct things properly to F things up is to have everybody at odds with everything at all times while we create another plan on the other side of town. Now, I'm thinking of E40 is, you know, we're going to let off some 203s on the other side of town. So, you know, ghetto shooting range, you know, round on the rebound. You know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean, you have
right.
to understand it from that low point in the street psychology, which I know you do. But on the other tip, these people are not self-indulged idiots. They are very planned. And I think, let me say this. We need to get off this show. But let me say this. Thank you guys for listening, because the ratings on this show is ridiculous. And if this is what it takes to get them even further, then GRX and I will have our black ass over here every day. Okay?
Every day.
Just go sell more cami meals, my nigga. And it's certainly going to bring more cardboard. All
right? Right.
So for cami meals, now I need the cardboard to put the cami meals in, because we have a program working on it. It's going to take 3 years to develop. We're going to need the support. We're going to send cami meals to Africa. Now, she don't know we're going to send them to Africa, because she think they're going to come. They're not.
That's
going
close enough to Africa.
They're going to Africa. I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize 2 years in advance. These cami meals are going to Africa. Because the people in Compton turn their nose up. I'm sorry. They tried to compare her with Patti LaBelle. Her shit better than Patti. You done got me angry, GRX. I saw that
check
show.
Look, Patty
was over. You done
Patty
you
over
got me fired up, bro. My show was over. Not everybody. Look at the sponsors looking at me now. God damn, we got a problem. Houston, we got a problem. Marty Martin, he done lost it live on air for the cami meal.
In your
neighborhood. She can feed all of Compton and half a Watt. Only half a Watt, because some of them ain't our people like they used to be.
That's right.
Right. I just needed a cosign. Now, let me calm down, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to go there on the Black Noise Radio. We don't do this on this show. Please send all checks care of Marcella Smith, and you can, and GRX, or Greg Rogers. Don't put them in the cami meal, because we don't have an account for that yet. We'll get there.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. And don't send us no food. We got enough food. Send it to Africa by way of Texas.
By the way of Texas.
I'm done with you, GRX. You done got my show all upset. Now I don't know which way to go.
Play some music and we out.
It's like our youth all over again.
Yes,
thank
it
God,
is.
Thank God we got our original cheese. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can eat that government cheese. You have a great day, GRX.
I will, sir.